The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff. You can also follow us on Twitter, WILS Weekend Kick. We're going to be talking plenty of Final Four coming up in the next half hour. We'll also have Oakland basketball head coach Greg Campy on. We'll talk to him. He is in Houston, and he'll give us his ideas of what's going to happen in this Final Four and talk a little about what it's like to watch some mid-majors make a big run. I think had Oakland not played Texas this year, I think they could have been one of those teams that made a run, but they got pretty much the lousiest draw of any 13 seed in the tournament. But we do want to talk a little bit of Tigers baseball before we get back to basketball. Now, obviously, it's game one of 162 against the Yankees. So there's not a whole lot, Scott, that you can take away from the Tigers-Yankees game. It was cold. It was 30 degrees. When you're used to playing in 70-degree weather down in Florida and you come up and you got to play a game in New York, obviously there's going to be some errors made. There's going to be some foul balls hit, things of that nature. Overall, though, what did you take away from that game?
You know, I thought it was pretty positive. Verlander didn't have fantastic zip on his curveball. His fastball looked pretty fine. I mean, he left one over the middle, and you saw what Mark Teixeira was able to do with it. And I will attribute the curve, the lack of any movement on it, to it being 30 degrees. It's tough to really break one off. I was fine. Miguel Cabrera came out. He had a fine game.
Yeah.
And you made the point about taking pitches, in which the Tigers did do a good job of. The one thing that I can take the most away from is I was not a fan of Austin Jackson's at-bats and Alex Avila. Both of them, obviously, they each struck out three times. Avila, I mean, CeCe just threw him three straight fastballs. He could have just thrown three straight fastballs by him every time. He has no clue what he's doing up there most of the time. Jackson got a hold of a changeup. He was fooled on it and happened to just somehow pull it into left because he was pulling up off of every pitch he saw besides that.
The number one thing I took away from this game, the Tigers as a team, in my opinion, in past years, has not done well with taking pitches and working the count. And I know that we don't pay a lot of attention to pitch count because I know you don't think it's a big deal. I think pitch count is a big deal because managers think it's a big deal. Okay, so you have to take it into account. And if you can work the count against a pitcher, you can get into the bullpen faster. The Yankees have done it for years. And the Tigers, in my opinion, don't do it. Now, in this first game, the Yankees took a total of 149 pitches. The Tigers took 145 pitches. So that's pretty good comparison when you throw the two teams together. That's a good habit to start.
I like what you are taking into account for pitch count. I don't care if Verlander threw 114 or 120. It doesn't bother me. Or if his first start, you only limit him to 95. That's what I mean when I say I don't care about pitch count. But with you, with taking pitches, that is huge. Because imagine if you're Magdo Ordóñez batting third, and Jackson, his first time up, takes seven pitches. You're going to see every pitch that CeCe has, that the starter has to throw. Then Will Rimes comes up. He sees another four. You've already seen anywhere from around 10 pitches. It makes you feel more comfortable. You expect a lot more.
And not to mention, the chess match really goes more into the pitcher's corner because he's throwing a variety of pitches and he has to keep switching up his variety as he sees people. If you take more and more pitches, it's harder and harder for him to keep track of who he's been throwing what to. And so if you're putting the ball in his court, so to speak, I know we're talking baseball, but you're making it tougher for him to make the right decision and easier for you to sit on a pitch that you know you're going to get at some point.
Well, and pitchers don't like to go through too many pitches the first time through the lineup. They don't want to show you what they're working with. So if you do go full count, work a 10-pitch at bat, he's going to eventually have to throw something besides a fastball to you.
Quick thoughts about today's game. You've got Burnett versus Brad Penny. Two pitchers. One pitcher we haven't seen much from in the last 2 years. The other pitcher we've seen enough of the last year or so.
You've seen enough of being a Yankee fan.
How high scoring does this game go?
High scoring?
I mean, are we talking a 7-run game here, 10-run game? Or are we talking smaller scoring than we're anticipating?
No, I'd guess 7-5 is a perfectly.
How many innings do they put? Do they make Penny go?
Hopefully, they can get him to five.
I don't
see it happening. No.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Coming up next, we'll talk Final Four the rest of the way. Also, Oakland head basketball coach Greg Campy will be with us at 10:45. It's the weekend kickoff, 1320 WILS.